Okay, so this is our first year on the fourth sugya, the sugya of Akal HaKal Tchila. As you see from the Gemara, the notion of when there's a situation Pikuach Nefesh, you know, which Isurim do we choose to violate? So let's just, you know, read a little bit inside. We're going to get to the details towards the end of the Chabura, so we'll just, you know, keep our reading to the minimum for the moment. Just start off at the beginning of the Mishnah on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Anyone read for us?
Not open yet.
Adi, this is the first line of the Mishnah. I'm taking them off. Adi, no, Shneis. Okay.
Mishachsu bomus machinoso afilu dvar mitzmeim achirurin.
Okay, so what does it mean?
So you got some sort of sickness that
affects the eyes, whatever.
Then you even feed him non-tame food until his eyes. Get back to normal.
Exactly. So we're going to stop there for the moment from the Mishnah. The next line is about something which is not really as relevant. And then the last half of the Mishnah is dealing with the issue of Safek Pikuach Nefesh, which is a very, very important sugya, which is going to be actually our fifth sugya. It's a very important sugya, the whole sugya of Pikuach Nefesh, Safek Pikuach Nefesh, that really comes up in this Dapim, you know, Pei Dalet and Pei Hei. So we'll hold off for that. On that for now. So let's just jump to the first line in the Gemara.
Yeah, it says, Matheus or Dvar Tmei. It doesn't mean literally impure things. It means like also.
Assuming things, yeah. Exactly. So, the first line in the Gemara, please. Avi?
So, Tanar Abadar, Minayna, Yodin, Chirin, Ovashbin, Mishiafin, Bin Tov, the Ra. So, what does that mean? Amarbai, Utaimo.
Okay, you can differentiate between different foods. Fine, that's less important for now. Yeah, the key line is next.
And Torah on Misha, also bomos machino, so hakal kal.
So what does that mean?
So we give him the food that
is less. The iser, which is less chomer. Right, and introducing this concept of machilan, also hakal kal. Literally, you know, the less stringent first. This notion that when you're facing a situation, there's a chole sheyesh bo sakana. Right, the person has to eat on Yom Kippur, or else, you know, he's going to be faced the issue of sakana. And there are two Yisurim in front of him. There's no heter, right? There's no chulin in front of him. There are two Yisurim in front of him. The question is, you know, the determining factor of which Isur the person's going to eat is based on which Isur is less chomer. And the big part of the sugya, which we're going to discuss, you know, at a later point in the sugya, is then judging, you know, what is the relative, how do you judge the relative chomer of different Yisurim. But for now, let's just stop there and just take a step back and just to analyze the concept of Hakal HaKal Tchila. And we're going to see that there are two general approaches to Hakal HaKal Tchila. And really the question is whether this din is a din d'oraisa, right, whether this din is an ikra din, or whether it's just a din d'rabana. Let's analyze those two shitos. So I would say that the first approach, that the din of Hakal HaKal Tchila is a din d'oraisa, I think that's probably the normative, simple pshat in this again. Right? It doesn't sound like it's a din d'rabana. Well, it sounds like mido reisa, right? There's a heter of pikuach nefesh, which is doche any isur in the Torah. But mido reisa, the parameters, the way pikuach nefesh works, is such that you can only be doche the less chamor isur. The two isurim in front of you, mido reisa, the factor of pikuach nefesh, v'chai bem, will only be doche the less chamor isur. That seems to be the simple pshat in the sugya, as a din d'oraisa. And just to analyze why that would be the case. So I would like to suggest, and I found this later in Surah Achronim, we'll see that in a second, that whether the din of Hakal HaKal Tchila is d'oraisa d'rabbanan would seem to relate to the fundamental question about whether, about really the nature of the heter of pikuach nefesh. In that this first normative approach, which thinks that Hakal HaKal Tchila is d'oraisa, would seem to align with the approach that pikuach nefesh is dechuya. And to really take a step back, there is a big, big machlokes, and we're going to document this, you know, for, you know, a large portion of the shir. There's the big machlokes in the Rishonim, amongst the Mefarshim, as to whether the nature of the heter pikuach nefesh is dechuya or hutcha. Right? This chakira of hutcha dechuya comes up in a lot of different contexts. It's really whenever you have a clash between different things, or a clash between ase versus dochalos ase. Exactly, Tumah Hutcha B'tzibur, or Tumah Tuchuya B'tzibur. A lot of times, whenever you have a clash between two different, you know, factors, the question that's always raised, sometimes by the Gemara, sometimes by later Rishonim, when one factor beats out another factor, is that, you know, is that clash, is that trumping, no pun intended, right? Is that a b'toras hutra, to say that b'makom the clash, that second factor which is being overridden is completely neutralized, as if it's not there. And one way to say it is that, let's say in our case, pikuach nefesh, right? In the context of pikuach nefesh, it's as if the Torah did not state all other isurim in the Torah, right, except for the big three. Then basically when it comes, basically b'makom pikuach nefesh, as if the Torah said that all other isurim in the Torah didn't apply at all, like b'chi ha'gavna lo amru, that's the basic understanding of hutra, that b'makom pikuach nefesh, it's as if there's no counter pressure, there's no isur at all. Or is it dechuya to say that the isur is still there, it's just that we override it, right? That the islas in the case of here, the isur nevela still applies, it's just that it's mutter b'chiyah gavna to eat nevela. So with that background in mind, so it would seem that if you think that the din of akal kal tchila is mi'ikar din, is midaraisa, it would seem that the nature of the heter pikuach nefesh is dechuya, in the sense that even b'makom pikuach nefesh, the other yisurim are still there, it's just they are overridden. But because they are still there, it therefore matters the relative chomer of the different yisurim, therefore play a role. And therefore, if you have the option between being over a less chomer iser or a more less chomer or a more chomer iser, because it's dechuya and they are present, we're going to choose hakala kal tchila, the less chomer iser. So that would seem to be the case. I'll just bring two rishonim, to Achronim, who is connect this, and I'll take any questions. So I thought this misvar, and I later found that the two Achronim who tie these two dinim together, who basically say that if Hakal Akal Tchila, assuming that Hakal Akal Tchila is a din d'oraisa, is me'ikar din, it would seem that that aligns with the Shita that the nature of the heter pikuach nefesh is dechuya. Again, it's dechuya, therefore the isurim are still present, and therefore it matters about the relative chomer of the isurim. Again, because if it's hutra, and therefore it's b'chiyah gavna lo amru, as if in the case of pikuach nefesh, the isurim aren't present at all, so therefore then who cares about the relative chomer of the isurim? So I found this in two achronim. One a more well-known achronim, one a little less. First one is a minchas chinuch. In mitzvah lamed beis, the minchas chinuch says as follows. I don't have you see this, I'll just read the relevant line. He says, Das HaRambam, which we'll see in a moment, D'duchuya hu Shabbos Itza Pikuach Nefesh. He's Midayak and the Rambam, as many others do. The Rambam holds that the Heter Pikuach Nefesh is B'Torah's D'duchuya. And therefore he says, V'kevan D'duchuya, and because it's only D'duchuya, therefore, Osin HaKal HaKal Kimivur B'Yoma. So Minchas Chinuch directly links this din of HaKal HaKal, assuming that's Mikra din, to the nature of the Pikuach Nefesh being Duchuyah. That's one. The other Mefarish is the parish of the Evan Yisrael on the Rambam. Again, you find it in Bar Ilan. I actually saw it quoted by another Achron, and I looked it up inside. Actually, they quoted it a little differently, but if you look at it inside, the Evan Yisrael is in the parish on the Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, is Perak Yudalad Halacha Tezai. Again, the Evan Yisrael in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, Perak Yudalad Halacha Tezayin. Again, I'll read as follows. The same type of, tzliya between the din of Kala Kal Tchila and the nature of the Kuach Nefesh being Tuchia. He reads as follows. Minchas Chinuch is a mitzvah lamed beis. I think I'll read.
What's the name of the second person?
Evan Bar Ilan, so it's different. The Evan Yisrael. So the Evan Yisrael says as follows. I can find it for you afterwards. Me'ata, this is Evan Yisrael talking. Kevam dinispa'er didas Rambam. Again, going from the Rambam, dipikuach nefesh, duchuya hi b'shabes. Once we see that the Rambam, and we'll see the Rambam inside, holds that pikuach nefesh is only doche Shabbos, the Torah is duchuya. V'hu adin b'yom kippurim, and the same thing by Yom Kippur. V'zehu yisod hadin d'machilin oso akal akal. Right, and because the nature of the pikuach nefesh is dechuya, and those isurim are still present, that's pshat in akal akal. Again, since the counter pressure, since the isurim are really still present, and we're overriding them, therefore the relative chomer of the isurim play a role. And the way he says it is, kemen da'al yidei hakal nistalek ha pikuach nefesh, since you could remove the issue of pikuach nefesh through the morkal iser, legabe achomer ein pikuach nefesh yitzchak. So therefore, you no longer have the factor of pikuach nefesh to be docha the morkhamer iser. But again, both the Minchas Chinuch and the Eved Yisrael confirming, you know, our original intuition that this din of akal akal tchila being the ikar din being the midaraisa would seem to align best with the approach of tuchiyah. Yes, Cole.
Is there a halachic nafkamina?
Yes, we'll get there soon. Between hutra and tuchiyah?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm gonna roll here, right?
Well,
yeah. So we're gonna get to right very soon, unless there are any questions in terms of bringing a number of Rishonim who say Hutra and Duchia and analyzing, you know, and Agav, those different Rishonim, they're discussing different Nafkamina. Again, we're suggesting now that one Nafkamina is Hakal Hakal, whether Hakal Hakal Tchila is Daraisa Dirabanan. Right, we're trying to suggest now that this approach, right, the normative approach of things that Hakal Hakal Tchila is Midaraisa, is Me'ekar Adin, that would seem to align with the approach of Duchia. And we're going to suggest that those who think that Hakal Hakal Tchila is only Dirabanan would seem to align with the Hutra approach. So again, that would be a nafkamina. That would be one nafkamina, but we'll see other explicit nafkamina as well.
Is there any... What's the difference between the Eved Yisrael and the Chassidim?
Nothing. I just trying to... There's two mefarshim who say... who just confirm this analysis, that there is a linkage, right? There's a connection between the nature of pikuach nefesh and this din of akal akal.
Three achronim.
What?
Three achronim say it. Well, you also.
Oh. I'm like, I'm missing the third. Okay. Fine? Okay. Yeah, so now getting on to, you know, Cole's question, just this question of the nature of pikuach nefesh is a big issue. It's also going to touch upon, you know, our next sugya, so it was good to, you know, to discuss this, you know, to document this big machlokas that in Hutra and Duchuya, so I thought it was a good opportunity to do it now, given that our analysis that the din of Hakal Hakal is dependent on this. So just to take a step back, and just to document this shita, first within the approach that the nature of the heter pikuach nefesh is tichuyah, right? The factor of pikuach nefesh, the factor of the chaybem, is docha shar isurim b'torah b'toras tichuyah. So the first rishon who says this is, as you know, as this previous achron noted, is the Rambam. As I had you see, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. So there, the Rambam utilizes a lashon dechuya when describing the heter pikuach nefesh. He says as follows: dechuya hi Shabbos itzol sakonas nefashos kishar kol mitzvos. Again, using the lashon dechuya hi, and the kesef mishnah on the spot, and the karban nesanal in the rush on our sugya is, you know, perek ches simen yudalit in the rush, and the karban nesanal os beis. Again, so both Kesef Mishnah in Shabbos on the Rambam there in Beis Aleph and the Karban Asanal in the Rush on our Sugya both infer from the Rambam that the Rambam's lashon of Dechuya Hi Shabbos Itzal Sekonas Nefashos is not just using a throwaway lashon, but that he's using a lashon Dechuya to highlight that the nature of the Heter Pikuach Nefesh is B'toras Dechuya and not Hutra. So that's the first Rishon, the Rambam in Shabbos Beis Aleph. The second Rishon who says this, I didn't have you see this now because I'm going to have you see this later in the sugya. The Chuvas HaRashba. Right? The Chuvas HaRashba, this is in Chilek Aleph. Tuf, Reish, Pei, Tes. Very good. So Chilek Aleph, Tuf, Reish, Pei, Tes. So the subject of the Rashba, which is, you know, going to be a big part of, you know, of this sugya, is the question of, right, as you pointed out before, a big part of a Kala Katzchila is judging, you know, when you have a clash between two different Eastern, right now, just the structure of the Sugya. Right now, we're just analyzing the notion of a Kala Katzchila in general, right, and how that connects to the Heter Pikuach Nefesh. After we finish that, we're going to then go move on to, you know, looking at the different cases of a Kala Katzchila, mentioned in the Gemara, mentioned in the Rishonim, you know, to analyze, you know, when you have a clash of two different Yisroelim, which one is more chamor and why? It ends up being, you know, very interesting, you know, Hakal Hakal ends up being a very interesting, you know, litmus test, interesting test case, you know, determining the various, you know, chomer of different, you know, of different factors. Esenos, losas, a lot of different interesting things. But one major, you know, case that comes up, which is not discussed by the Gemara, which is discussed by Rishonim, is the question when you have a chola on Yom Kippur or on Shabbos, and you need to feed him meat, but there's no kosher meat in front of you. So either the option is to feed him the nevela, right? There's already a dead animal. You can feed him, but it wasn't shechted properly. So either you feed him the vela, or there's a live cow that you can shecht the cow.
On Shabbos? What's that?
On Shabbos or Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
So the question is, do you have a clash between a Maisa Isser, a Shechita B'Shabbos, Shechita Yom Kippur, versus a Meichel Isser of the Vela? So it's a fascinating clash. Rishonim take different sides in the matter. Gets into a lot of different issues. We'll get to there. But in that context, the Tshuva HaRashba says that, and this is where it comes to another Nafkamina, he thinks that the Koveya of whether you Shecht on Shabbos or you're over the Isser Nevela is whether the heter of pikuach nefesh b'Shabbos is b'Torah's duchuya or hacha.
Is the
Tshuva HaRashba. So again, we'll get to the details when we get to that case. But it's very important that when the Tshuva HaRashba sets up, he says the determining factor in that case is whether the heter of pikuach nefesh is hacha v'duchuya, and he comes down and says, and he specifically paskins duchuya.
So this is the Rashba.
Yeah, this is the Rashba. So not only do you have the Rambam passing Dechuya, but the Rashba also, again, in context of that case, says that the Koveya of that case is whether it's Hutra Dechuya, and he says, I paskin Dechuya, and because he passes Dechuya, he ends up saying that you should favor the Nevela. We'll get to the details there, but again, it's just an important marmokom that the Tshuva of Rashba clearly paskins that the nature of Pikuach Nefesh is Dechuya.
Well, the Rashba passes that case the opposite.
We'll get to all the, you'll see. And he's going to quote someone who says the opposite of Hutra. We'll get there.
Can you explain how it's totally?
We're going to get to that later. I don't want to...
Why is that available?
Yeah, we'll get there. I just want to... I was just bringing up... That's why I didn't have you see it. I just lit in that he passed against the Chuyah. We'll get to the exact, the case later, because there are other factors which complicate things. Fine? So you have the Amram and the Rashba, and then a third Rishon is the Ran. Right? The Ran in Beitza. This test on the Beis Bedape Arif. I think this is yet another Nafkamina. He's discussing the Nafkamina of what, Aaron? Remember? The Ran? What's a Nafkamina between Reboy
Shira?
Reboy Shira. Exactly. So, another, again, this is not, doesn't have to be Mukhruch, but the way the Ran says it, you have this issue of Reboy Shira. Mukhruch is, has to be the case, is a better definition?
Self-evident.
Necessary. Better. Probably better word. Yeah. In the case of, like I say, Reboy Shirim, right? This is the following case.
Let's look it up.
What?
Let's look it up.
Okay. It's like a... We'll see. I'm not sure Google Translate can have it, but... so Reboy Shirim is a case where, right, there's a heter. Let's say there's a heter of, there's a chola on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so you have to be doche Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So the question is, let's say the chola needs to eat a piece of chicken. Right. So the question is, once you're being, you need to shecht, right? You need to be violate Shabbos in order to provide the chola with something. So the question is, do you say, once you're violating Shabbos for the chola, can you be marbe b'shirim? Can you say, oh, instead of providing one chicken, let's provide two chickens? In a case where it would entail let's say cooking. That's a better example of cooking. You only need to cook one piece of chicken. Once you're cooking, can you throw in a second piece of chicken into the pot? Do you say, once you have a heter here, let's expand the heter as much as possible? That's probably a little extreme, but let's expand the heter to add shiurim to it. Once you're doing a maisa bishul, just, let's have more shiur. Or you say, no, the heter is limited to whatever is required. So the Ran says that question of Ribui Shirim, whether you can add to the Shir, is directly taloi on this question of Duchuya and Hutch. And the Ran, his analysis is, his machalik between Yontif, the heter of Ochel Nefesh on Yontif, which is Putra. And he says, therefore, when you're cooking on Yontif, even if you don't, let's say you don't necessarily need to eat, more than one piece of chicken, okay, you can add another piece of chicken in there when you're cooking, because the heter of Ochel Nefesh on Yontif is Hutra. But when it comes to Shabbos and Pikuach Nefesh, because the heter Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is only Dechuya, therefore, Ribui B'Shirim is Aser. Therefore, the only amount you can cook is that which is necessary for the Chol. So again, that's yet another Nafkamina. So again, if you're just counting, in terms of Hakal Hakal, you had the issue of perhaps the clash between Vela and Shechita B'Shabbos. Now you have a third Nafkamina of of Riboy Bishurim. Again, all Tolei on this question. And again, it's very clear that the Ran, like the Rashba and the Rambam, is saying when it comes to the Heter Pikuach Nefesh, that is B'Torah's Tuchuya, and therefore Riboy Bishurim is going to be answered.
What exactly is the logic of Hutra?
The logic of Hutra is that when the Torah, you know, when the Torah was setting up the mitzvos, and it basically it established that, I'll say, Shar mitzvos, Shar veros would not apply the Makom Pikuach Nefesh. So therefore, I mean, the factor of Achai Behem establishes that when it comes to, with the exception of the big three, that all other mitzvos do not apply the Makom Pikuach Nefesh. So the question is, how does the Torah, you know, formulate, how does Halacha formulate that Heter? Is it that, oh, but Makom Pikuach Nefesh, I'll say, all Eli Yisurim were not stated? It's like an internal, you know, stipulation. The only time that these Yisurim apply is Shalom B'Makom Pikuach Nefesh. But when there's Pikuach Nefesh, they're not in the books. So therefore, there's no Yisur in the Vela. There's no Yisur Shabbos. Yisurim don't apply at all. The other option is that no, the Yisurim always apply. It's just there's a counter pressure of Pikuach Nefesh which overrides. And therefore, Shabbos is always there. It's just sometimes it's overridden.
It seems a lot easier to say, like everything gets pushed out. All I can do, I can help as much chicken or whatever.
I'm saying, but that's not sure logic, meaning, I don't know, to me there are two logically, you know, plausible ways of formulating whenever you have a heter. Is it that, you know, whenever you have a clash? Is it that, oh, the Malcolm the clash, you know, the factor which is going to be trumped was never stated in this case? The Malcolm Pikuach Nefesh, the Torah never, you know, said the Shar Yisurim? Or is that, no, the Shar Yisurim always apply and it's just overridden? Again, you know, intuitively one might come to one over the other, but this type of, you know, logic of Hutra Dukhiyah is really prevalent in a lot of different areas, so.
I think that maybe Hutra is a little harder to understand in terms of Riboy Shiurim, because you know, there's still a sad thing in terms of Riboy Shiurim that even though there's a Heter Ochel Nefesh that you have to, you know, you're going to be hungry, you have to eat a chicken. So that you could, once you're cooking a chicken, if you throw another chicken in, then that's not going to help your eating at all, so there's no reason why that should be.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so that's an application. That's different, you know. One issue is, you know, the notion of Hutra, and the other one is the application.
But I think maybe the reason why.
Okay, it doesn't matter. But you're saying you're questioning you're still asking the question. I didn't interrupt.
Yeah, but I was also trying to say that was really one of the reasons why people think that Hutra is illogical is because of that application. Yeah. Really, it's the application, not the.
Okay, so yeah, I hear. So just one thing to keep in mind when it comes to Riboy Shiurim is, although it sounds like parallel to remember we were discussing the Shiurim last time. Or, you know, according to Moshe Shonim, if Chatzi Shir would suffice, you know, you can't do a full Shir. So you say, what do you mean? Riboy Shiurim. But the very important thing to know when it comes to Riboy Shiurim is that you're still dealing with one Maisa. In the case of Bishul, let's say, or the case at hand, that you need to cook, you know, for the Cholah. So we're not saying Riboy Shiurim doesn't allow you to do a different Maisa, is there? And you wouldn't say, oh, okay, once you're cooking one pot, then you can cook a second pot. It's that, no, once you're cooking one pot, you're doing that one mice, so you could then
a big pot.
Either a big pot or add a second piece of chicken into the pot.
At the original time.
More expensive if it's the water or the chicken.
At the original time?
Yeah, it's at the same time. So it's very important. I should have said that. Riboy Shiurim is not as, you know, expansive as you would think. That, oh, once you're doing it, you can do anything. It's all within that same mice. So we're saying the idea of Hutra is that once that mice abishal, it's like as if you did it b'chol. Also see the shonas like that. So once the bishul is the bishul b'chol, so therefore, who cares what shear it is? Not that, oh, once you're doing one ma'aseh bishul, you can now do other ma'aseh bishul. So again, that limits it a little bit. I think it's a little more understandable. Okay. So far, yeah, the Rambam, Rashba, and Ran, all saying, bottom line, pikuach nefesh b'shabbos is the Torah's tekuya, with a number of nafkamina so far. And the last, now there's a last achron, who says this. I thought it was just interesting because it comes off a Beferish Gemara in our Perek. This is the Nitziv in Rome Yisada. I don't want to get into the details of Shachar B'Tayr. We'll hopefully do it at a later point in the summer. But basically, the Gemara on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph has this one line. We'll take it out of context because the context is less important for now. Again, just the major context is in the Gemara is discussing, as we've mentioned in the past, there's no azhara when it comes to the inoy of achila and Yom Kippur. The Torah never said, right, generally there's always a rule, the Torah always says, don't do something, that's the azhara, and then it says, oh, if you do that, you get the following onish. So whenever it's not clear that the Torah either has an onish or an azhara, you know, the Gemara always says, where's the azhara? So that's what the Gemara is doing on Pei Aleph and Aleph. Where's the Azhara? Where's the Gemara? Where's the Torah ever say, don't eat on Yom Kippur? So in the context of that larger discussion, the Gemara has the following line. When it's comparing the inui of Achila on Yom Kippur to the Isser Malacha on Yom Kippur. So again, it's comparing those two things. Context less important. And the Gemara basically says that while, I'll do it backwards, that while Malacha, the Isser Malacha on Yom Kippur is Hutra Michlola on Yom Kippur, right, that the Isser Malacha is Hutra in the case of Avodah, right, Avodas Yom Kippurim, which entails certain malachos. That basically means that built in to the Isra Avoda and Yom Kippur is that there's a built-in heter hutra in Bimakom Avoda. Right? That, you know, we're going to be matir Avoda, we're going to be matir the Isra Malacha of Yom Kippur in order to perform the Avoda of Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says that in contrast to the Isra Malacha and Yom Kippur, which is hutra mechlala, which is subject to hutra, inuyim is lo hutra mechlala. Inuyim, right, the Isra Achila on Yom Kippur is not subject to Hutter Mechlav.
Does that make it
Very good. You're ahead of the game. So the question at the Mitziv, the Merom Esada on the spot asks on Pei Aleph and Aleph is like, wait a second. What do you mean there's no Hutra? There's no Hutter Mechlav in the context of Inoy on Yom Kippur? You know, look at the sugyas we're doing now. It's clear that there's a Heter Achila if it's a case of Pikach Nefesh. And we know so that for the Inoy of Achila is Hutter Mechlav due to the fact of Pikuach Nefesh. So why is the Gemara saying that only the Isra Avodah Yom Kippur is subject to Hutra based on the Heter of Avodah? The Inuyim are also subject to the Heter, is subject to Hutra Michlalo based on the Heter of Pikuach Nefesh. So as Menachem predicted, the Netziv, the Merom Esada says, this is a Raya to his Shita, which he holds in a number of places, that the nature of the Heter Pikuach Nefesh is Betoras Tuchuya. And the Gemara is only saying Hutra Michlalo, Pshuto Kamashmo, it's only Betoras Hutra, that the Isser doesn't apply at all. The Isser is Bichya Gavna Lo Amru. But when it comes to Tuchuya, basically it's saying the Isser of Achila, the Inui Shel Achila is always present, sometimes it's overridden, but there's never a time where it's Hutra Michlalo where it's not present at all. So again, the Merom Esada is the fourth on this list. We have the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ran, and now the Netziv, the Merom Esada, all saying that their nature of the Heter Pikuach Nefesh is Betoras Tuchuya. And again, in the big picture, we're saying this approach of Tuchuya would enable these Rishonim and Achronim to understand our Gemara Kapashus that the din of Akala Katchila is Me'ikar din is Midaraisa, because one, once the Heter Pikuach Nefesh is only Tuchuya and the Yisurim are still present, therefore the relative Chomer of these Yisurim which are still present should matter. What? Exactly.
Didn't you say that Tuchuya Hutcher business is a Machlok Chemarun?
In the context of Tumah.
So these Rishonim are saying, do we extend it? Is that what's...
No, I mean, they're saying that's... When it comes to Tumah, you know, the idea of Tumah Hutra B'tzibor, that one, you know, that's, I mean, each case will have its own analysis.
Well, it seems that these Rishonim seem to have all one thing across the board.
These are all in the context of Pikuach Nefesh.
Oh, okay.
These are all in the context of Pikuach Nefesh.
Yeah, so each, but the...
Like I say, the Cholos HaSei will have its own analysis, Tumah Hutra B'tzibor versus Tuchuya B'tzibor will have its own analysis, each...
But the, was the Magi Mishnah, who is
it? He says... Yeah, so he...
He starts to plot the Ram as taking sides, so to speak, in the Chalukah Yisrael Ram.
Uh-huh.
You pass on, so he seems to say that like, across the board, we pass on like
that's
there.
That's interesting. Yeah, let's look at the... Anyone have a Zmanim? Is that a Zmanim? Rama?
Yeah. I have a Zmanim on my phone.
I have it on my computer. No, yeah, that's just kind of good, because the...
Well, I have my Zmanim.com. That's what I
just see.
I didn't mean that as a joke.
Yeah. Right. Is that Magid? Kesemishna, right? Oh, does it Magidishna or Kesemishna?
It was Kesemishna, I think.
Sais was 30 minutes.
What did you say?
Sais. T-Z-A-I-S. No. That was also.
Yeah, you're right. So that is interesting. That, you know, commercial break. The Kesef Mishnah does seem to be totally the Machlokes Zivazu. That's a good point. That's interesting. That he sees it as like a meta halachic question, which is a fascinating kasha. I mean, it's a fascinating issue. As we said before, you know, intuitively you could have said that, you know, each, you know, the nature of Esei Decholosa, say, is one issue. The issue of Tumah Hutcher, Dechuyav Tzibur is one issue. The issue of, you know, the nature of Het Bekoth Nevesh is another. You could have said each one is its own clash, and what exactly is the nature or, you know, of the particular clash. So the Kesef Mishnah there seems to be told and said, oh, the Rambam is Lashitaso, the same way he passes Tumah Dechuyav Tzibur. He's similarly going to paskin that the Heter Pekuach Nefesh is the Torah's Tuchuya. So he's, the Rambam, according to Kesef Mishnah, seems to be saying that these machloksim are tolei nazubazu, seems to be taking an interesting stand that it's like a, more of like a universal concept of, you know, how do you understand clashes? And when you have a clash between two different values, how does the Torah formulate that clash? That's like a fascinating, that's a very, very important point also. Okay, yeah?
With that presentation, wouldn't it seem odd that anyone wouldn't deal with Shikasam about that? I mean, because
it is, or where would you get
the Kesavish? Because if that's in fact true, then if in one case, and then going to entirely override an Isser, and anytime there are clashes of Isser and something variant, it's Homer Isser, you hold the Huya, but once you're saying, like, that it's Pusher for something, so then for everything, we're Chorish and Isser, because Pusher doesn't just talk about Homer and Isser, what it inherently does to it. So shouldn't that be the same for all
the Isurim? No. So, maybe I wasn't clear. The Kesef Mishnah is saying that the, meaning the Shita, the stand you take in terms of the issue of Tuma, Hutra, Techuya, Tzibur, that will impact the nature of the Heter, Pikuach, Nefesh, Shabbos.
No, I understand, but
yeah.
I'm asking about
within.
Why aren't, I guess, why aren't the other Isurim necessarily the Shita?
I'm saying,
always
no. I mean, I could see someone saying, "Oh, that the nature of, let's say, Esei Decholosa say is such that that's hutra."
Okay.
The way Esei is Decholosa say is that b'makom the Esei the Losa say you know b'chiyah gavim lonen, but that's not the same way they have a clash between b'chay b'ham and shari surim, because perhaps it's a different dynamic between the different clashes.
Isn't the dynamic be one of Homer versus Markal as opposed to being totally hutra?
What do you mean? I mean, there's a clown called Asei Docholos Asei. So there's a question. There's a big machlokes. Does that mean, you know, the Asei is Doche, Bitoris Dukhuya, is Bitoris Hutra? So,
what I guess I'm saying, once you say Hutra, it makes sense.
Hutra by Asei Docholos Asei.
I'm saying, I think once you say Hutra for one of the three major things
okay.
That comes up, then because you're holding that it's not just the level of Homer, but the way in which,
But no, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to say it's a din in the way clashes work, because that's already a universal formulation. You could say that it's specific to the clash between Asin and Losas.
Then why would the Kesef Mishnah make it
to... Kesef Mishnah does say it like that. I'm saying I can see other people
who disagree
and say, no, it's totally on each clash, because it could be that, you know, the specific clash between Asin and Losas is a different dynamic than the clash between... And therefore, there... The dynamic is such that it's v'chiyai gavna lo amru completely hutra, but not necessarily the case when it comes to tumotra b'tzibor. Not necessarily the case when it comes to koach nefesh doch, because each dynamic can have its own. Each clash can have its own dynamic. Again, we'd have to go into each sugya to like play it out, but there are svaras that apply in each context to make each one more or less susceptible to hutra and tchuyah. So, but it's a larger topic. But it's a good ahara. But I definitely think that, you know, the Kesef Mishnah, notwithstanding the others who don't, you know, they don't make that tliya, wouldn't necessarily think it's totally zubazu. I wouldn't be so surprised if you look closely into the different sugyas if you'd find discrepancies. That's, you know, leaving that open. Okay. So Arkan is the first approach that right the din ha'kala kal tchila is midaraisa is mikra din, and we pointed out that seems to be connected to a duchuya understanding of the nature of heter pekuach nefesh. So now to the second approach that the din of ha'kala kal tchila is only a din drobana. So this is stated explicitly by the Kiryas Sefer, is also another parish on the Rambam, again in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, Perek Yudalis. I gave this, if you guys bring your marmakomos. So this is the first printed out makor. This is the Kiryas Sefer. Just two lines there. If someone wants to take a crack at it.
That's right.
Yeah, go for it, Yudo.
The Nira. The Hada Amrina Nachir Nakal Kal Tchila. Lo Havi El Nira Vana. The Raisa Imcha Davar Chamer. שאומרים דיקוך נפש, אלא בנזר גירה של הסתמק, דלפינן לו לדוכתיו. השאר יסורן כולו אין אום דיקוך נפש.
Right, so he's clearly saying...
In the Rambam he's saying this?
I don't think so. I don't think here. He's a parish in the Rambam, but I don't think he's saying this Bidasa Rambam necessarily. The Kiriya Sefer, again, I think Shaloka Pashas. I don't think there's a Pashas the Gemara. The Gemara generally indicates when something is a Dinder Rabbanan, but we'll see. I'll explain in a moment where he's coming from. The Kiriya Sefer says, basically, I would say, his understanding of the Heter Pikuach Nefesh is such that he can't see the Din of Akal Kal Tchila being a Dinder Raisa. Exactly. And therefore, he says, even though, I'm ending this, but even though Pashas the Sugya sounds like Akal Kal Tchila is an Ikar Din, it sounds like it's Nidor Raisa, he says, no. Hakal Katchila must be a din derabanan because miikra din, really it shouldn't matter. So the question is, you know, clearly not the Gemara, you know, Pashas the Gemara is not compelling him to say this. So I would suggest, I don't think he spells this out, but I would suggest that what's compelling him to say this is his exactly is his perspective on the Heter Pikuach Nefesh, is that the Kiriya Sefer seems to think that the nature of Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra, and therefore if you really understand Hutra, that Bechia Gavna the Makom Pikuach Nefesh, the Shari Surim don't exist at all, so therefore, who cares about the relative chomer of the Yisurim? So it would seem that the Kiriya Sefer, again, who's adopting the second approach that Kal and Kal is only Drabbanan, it would seem, Nisvara, that he thinks that the nature of the Kuach Nefesh is Hutra, therefore again, Bichia Gavna Lo Amru, therefore the Yisurim don't, were never applied in these cases, in the case of the Kuach Nefesh, and therefore the relative chomer should not make any difference. So just, I would like to just, you know, quickly cite two Rishonim, who also holds that, subscribe to this approach, that the nature of the Heter Pikuach Nefesh is the Torah's Chutra, in line with what we're suggesting for the Kiriya Sefer. So the first one is the Maram Yerudenberg. This is quoted in the Rush. If you guys can turn to the Rush. This is the Rush in our Perek, Yom Perekhes, Simen Yudalit. So again, the Rush here, as we noted before, is discussing this big issue, right, this clash between the Isra Nevela, the Meichel Isser of Nevela, on the one hand, and called the Maisa Isser of Shechita B'Shabbos, Shechita B'Yom Kippur. And we'll see, Rush quotes his Rebbe, the Maram Mirudenberg. The Maram Mirudenberg, basically says, oh, really, you should do the Shechita on Shabbos, because the nature of the Heter Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra, and therefore, Shechita B'Shabbos, when it's done, the Tzorach Pikuach Nefesh is considered a Shechita B'Chol. It's a clear formulation of Hutra. So do you see Rabbeinu Meir? Yeah?
But it's Hutra for Nevela also, so about why?
Oh, so we're going to get to that. Maram Yerudenberg has a big chiddush that their Heter Pikuach Nefesh is only Hutra Legabe Shabbos, not Legabe Shar Yisrael. It's an excellent question. We're going to get to that detail later in the sugya, but...
Can I ask one more thing?
Yeah.
When you're shechting this carbon, there's also a chance it will be in Nevela.
Not a carbon.
Sometimes carbon, not in the middle sense.
It is.
When you're shechting this animal, when you're shechting an animal, there's also a chance it will be in Nevela. Correct? You should ask a gila, right? So,
you know, we don't want to insult their shechting abilities. But,
no, they haven't been the last year in Nevela. But,
no, they took our shirim, you know?
According to the Rush, chickens are just a derivative.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's, yeah.
But it could be in the veil anyway, so like you're giving away a doing it, or it might even help you.
Okay. And I think Rov might come into play there, that we don't worry about that. Now, Rov b'nei adam etzel shechita munchenheim, something like that sort, to say that, you know, Rov, something like that. Yeah. This is a chazaka, is a rove, which says that most people... What?
That most people do shechita know what they do.
Exactly.
Most people do shechita.
Exactly. Right, if you get up to the plate, you're confident, right? But basically, yeah, the idea is a rove already in the Gemara and Chulin, which establishes that if you're going to do shechita, most likely you're a mumcha. Exactly. So let's just see this Rabbeinu Meir. It's an important formulation. Again, we're going to get to the details of the case later, just important for his formulation. And once you... We're after the period, it's like halfway down, it says Rabbeinu Meir.
Rabbeinu Meir, he should beshuva al zeh the heavy dimyon me'ochal nefesh biyom tov v'shochtin biyom tov yika asay v'losa asay b'ezer malacha v'machal nevela d'iva ela la.
It's a funny way of saying it, but he's trying to bring, like, you know, the heter ochal nefesh as a model of hutra and saying, oh, right? We shechtam shav on yontif, even though, right, in order for food. It says even though in a vacuum, you know, shechitam any malacha on yontif is an essay in a lav. So right, the whole point is you're trying to avoid nevelim, right? So you say, no, shechita on yontif is an essay in a lav, even though you know, the counter pressure of nevela is only one lav. So at first glance, it would seem like, you know, you should just eat nevelos on yontif instead of shechting.
What's the essay?
I think just the iser. Yeah, just the iser malacha on Shabbos and Yantiv is an essay. I think Shabbosan. Yeah.
Oh, Luma,
this is what Ari is referring to. Yeah.
Oh, brother Nachri, Lunafar Ophos, the Lega Ella iser derabanan, the H Gidel over the Torah.
Yeah, that's a side point. The details for the moment don't really matter. It's a point being that in a vacuum, you know, shechting on yantiv seems to be more chomer than the counter pressure of just eating the nevela. Ella.
Meaning
what?
That since the Torah permitted violation of Yom Tov in order for Okal Nefesh, therefore it's considered that any malacha that we do because of
Bechol
Nefesh,
I don't know if
it was done
during the weekday. Bechol. Basically, it's Bechol,
it's
a pretty good formulation
of Tocha.
What?
Yom Tov?
Hetero Ochel Nefesh.
Aren't there Shabbos?
No, he's just bringing a mashal. He's saying, just like the Hetero Ochel Nefesh on Yom Tov is Hutra, it's as if he did the Shechita Bechol, he's going to say the same thing on Shabbos for Ochel Nefesh. Ha'chanami. So that's very important. From Lynch, you think just like doing a malacha on yantif letzorach achol nefesh is not a malacha at all, it's completely hutra. So too, when you do a malacha on Shabbos letzorach sakana, in the Sorach Pikuach Nefesh, that too is as if you did a Bechol. That's a nice formulation of Hutra. Right? It's completely, right? The counter pressure of Shabbos is completely not there. It's Gechol. And that's why, and we'll get to this later, Aram says, and therefore, in the case at hand, it's better to Shecht on Shabbos because that's considered Shechita like Bechol than to eat an Avela, which still has an Isser. And we'll get back to why Beit Kiddush, the Maram Rudenberg, because then you say, there are two things coming up against Pikuach Nefesh. There's the Shechita b'Shabbos, and there's also Nevela. Right? Pikuach Nefesh is also Doch and Nevela. So the Rami Rudenberg is a big chiddush that while Pikuach Nefesh applies to all Yisurim, except for the big three, the nature of the Hetzer Pikuach Nefesh is different for Shabbos than it is by Shari Yisurim. Big chiddush.
Duchia?
It's going to be Duchia, but we'll get back to that. But important, at least, Maram Rudenberg's, you know, let's say, conception of the Heter Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, that it's B'Torah's Hutra. And,
so it means when he says B'Ari Revi'a Allah?
You get back to that, yeah. There, the Michael Atzmos is Aser, you have Ari Revi'a Allah, but the Allah, that the Isser is still literally floating there, the Isser is still present. But we'll get back to that important formulation.
So I was going to say, he distinguishes in Pikuach Nefesh itself, he was the polar opposite of the Kesef Mishnah.
Polar opposite of the Kesef Mishnah,
who
thinks that everything is tichuyah,
or everything is one big case.
Yeah, exactly.
Within the Pikuach Nefesh itself.
Yeah, exactly. He's like polar opposite of the Kesef Mishnah, who thinks that even different realms of Kalash are all the same halacha. Here, the opposite. Yeah, you're very good. Maram Rudenberg saying even within the same realm of Pikuach Nefesh, when it goes up against Shabbos, it's the Torah's Hutra. When it comes up against the Vela, it's the Torah's tichuyah. That's a big chiddush. But again, Maram Rudenberg, at least by Shabbos, is a, you know, presents us a shita of hutra. And then the last, in the second, you know, Rishon, who says this idea that under the nature of the heter pikuach nefesh is b'toras hutra, is the Tashbetz, which I had also again I think is on the Maamar Komos. I printed it out for you guys. So anyone get to it? That's a little later, I guess. Okay. So I mean, the important thing. We'll just do this quickly. Let's just see the Gemara on Pei. Actually, we'll just do it outside. On Pei Hey Amar Aleph, we'll do this. This is actually the next Sugya. A big part of the next Sugya on Pei Hey Amar Aleph is what is the makor for the Heter Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos? Right, the Gemara goes through numbers from Mikoros, and Maskan ends up being Bechai Behem. But Agav, it comes up with a number of Mikoros. So one of the Mikoros that's presented is the Heter of Avoda on Shabbos. And basically, the Gemara, where one Amora says that if we're Doche, if Avoda, so like this, it's a little confusing. And basically, it's like three lines, right? If Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Avoda, like Avoda in the Mikdash, Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Avoda in the Mikdash, and Avoda in the Mikdash is Doche Shabbos. What's the theorem?
The chain rule.
Very. So therefore, Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos. Again, if I'm sure you'll see this Gemara inside later, but basically, if Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Avoda, and Avoda is Doche Shabbos, then Pikuach Nefesh can be Doche Shabbos, right? If one is Doche 2, or A is Doche B, and B is Doche C, then A can be Doche C. So in short, the chain rule, exactly, right? So in short,
that's like geometry.
So in short, the one of the Makoros in the Sugya, one of the Makoros for the Het of Pikuach Nefesh is Avoda, right? Exactly, is the fact that the basis of the Heter is the fact that Avoda is Doche Shabbos. And the next Makor in the Gemara is Mila. And the Gemara is a similar, like, different, but similar type of Kal V'chomer, that if Mila is Doche Shabbos for the purpose of one Eivir, and Pikuach Nefesh is for all Eivarim, the entire body, and Kal V'chomer, that's Doche Shabbos. So the Tashbetz, again, the Bichrish, we'll get back to this later, the Bichrish that these Makoros seem to be rejected the Maskana. But yet, very importantly, the Tashbetz derives from these Makoros the nature of the Heter Pikuach Nefesh L'Maskar, and says, if the Heter of Avoda on Shabbos and the Heter of Mila on Shabbos are the bases, right, of the Heter Pikuach Nefesh, he proves that since the Heter in Avoda on Shabbos, like we saw in the Gemara in Pe'alav, is Hutra Mechulala, is Betoras Hutra, so since the Heter Avoda on Shabbos Yom Kippur is Petoras Hutra, and since the Heter of Mila on Shabbos is also Hutra, he proves that. So too, the nature of the Heter Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is also Petoras Hutra. So again, you have the Maharam Yerudenberg, one Rishon saying this, and the Tashbetz is another Rishon saying this, but again, that the nature of the Heter Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra. Again, details we'll get to when we get to the sugya there, but again, he derives it from the nature of the Heter Avoda on Shabbos and the Heter of Mila on Shabbos, and he carries it over. And again, in the big picture, according to, you know, these less normative, but according to these, you know, shitos, which the nature of the Heter Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra, so according to that, it would seem to follow that that would be one way of explaining, let's say, the Kiryas Sefer, that the nature of the din of Kalakal Tchila is only Midrabanan, because since Midaraisa, you know, we hold up the Torah's Hutra, therefore the Isurim are not present at all, and therefore the relative Chomer shouldn't matter Midaraisa Meikar Din. And therefore the whole din of Kalakal Tchila is just a din of Rabbanan, right? The Rabbanan wanted to protect the relative Chomer of Isurim to be able to recognize that, no, it's not that every Isur is the same, whatever their reasons would be. But again, in terms of Meikar Din, Midine, Pikuach Nefesh, really there shouldn't be a difference because of this perspective of Hutra, of the Maram Yerberg, and the Tashbetz. Yeah.
What are the parameters of the din Milas considered Hutra?
We're going to hold off on that. Okay. Yeah, it's its own. Okay. So yeah, but yeah.
So this Rush who holds, or the Maram, right? Yeah. He holds that Shari Sturm or Dechuya.
So what you're going to say? It's important. The Kiryas Sefer has to hold that there's Hutra by all Easter.
But also want to find that he will learn the Gemara of Kalakala as being the Midaraisa.
Yeah, 100%.
But then you can have some interesting now. If
everything just explain for everybody. It's important. For a while, I was bringing Maram Yerudenberg as an example that Hutra could be, that Pikuach Nefesh could be Hutra. And I was trying to connect that general idea of Hutra to the Kiryas Sefer. It's important that, you know, the specific details of Maram, as we noted before, the Kiryas Sefer has to hold that Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra for everything. Point is, like, but in order to say that Kalakal is only Drabanan, you have to say that Pikuach Nefesh is Doche all Yisurim across the board completely, and therefore none of the Yisurim apply, and therefore it doesn't matter which the relative Chomer doesn't matter. Maram Yerudenberg, because he limits his Hutra to Shabbos, so therefore it happens that Maram Yerudenberg himself will not be able to hold the Kiryas Sefer, will have to hold that, you know, Hakala Kal Tchila, which a lot of times is by Mount Shabbos Yisurim, you know, will be Daraisa, or just bring the Maram Mirunberg as, you know, as an example of Hutra.
So according to him, if there's a case where it was all within Bikuch Nevesh and Shabbos, there would be no Hakala Kal Tchila possible.
Within Shabbos, correct. Correct. That meant in Gufa, meaning the case of Maram is where there's a when there's a clash between Shabbos and something else, and he says, "Oh, therefore we go for Shabbos." Yeah, that's a group of what he's saying. Is that mean the hutra? You know, the hutra of Shabbos is going to take precedence to the tchuya of Nevela. Okay, yeah.
Well, why do you need different makoros for Pidyon Nefesh? Why different things? Isn't it like apply to everything?
Why is the you're asking on the Gemara? And why the Gemara has different makoros?
Yeah.
Well, that's the Gemara. The Gemara ends up projecting some of these makoros.
I'm saying, like, it's a blanket, like, rule that you're able to unless it's
those. Yes. So you're asking why is it specific to Shabbos?
Why do you need a specific, like, proof that, oh, since the Avoda is Dochei?
Shabbos is going to be equated with Shari Yisrael. So just like we find the Heter of Shabbos, that's going to be equated to Shari Yisrael. We'll get to that second. We'll get to that. Okay. So now with the couple of minutes that we have left, right, so I'm kind of in the first, you know, portion of the sugya in terms of just really hakdama, in terms of like the nature of Kal Tchila, whether it's Daraisa or Darabanan, and how that relates to the general Heter of Pikuach Nefesh. So now getting to, you know, the actual clashes that are found in the Gemara, in terms of the clashes at different Yisurim, and, you know, in seeing when you have clash to two different Yisurim, which one is more chamer, which one is more kal. So we're going to go through one or two of them, which are mentioned in the Gemara, and then we'll proceed next time. Okay, so going back to the Gemara, I pointed out, like, the second line of the Gemara with the Tanur Rabbanan, we started reading. I think, Avi, were you reading?
Yeah.
So go back to, I cut you off in the middle of the Braisa there. So the Gemara now is going to start listing different clashes, and we're going to see they don't. The first ones are pretty simple, but, you know, as we go along, we can become, you know, much more longish.
Where
are we at? The second line of the Gemara, Misha Achso Bulmas.
Yeah, that's right. So Misha
Achso Bulmas, Machin Oso. So now we're giving examples.
Okay, so Tavo Nevela, Machin Oso Nevela.
Oh, stop there. So the first clash, again, and just, you know, just to keep things organized, one can, you know, categorize the clashes in the Gemara into two different categories. The first category are clashes between two different machalos asuros. That's the one that the Gemara mostly mentions. And then the second category is a clash between a Michael Isser on the one hand and a Maisa Isser on the other hand. That's like we saw in the Rishonim, a Nevela versus Shechita B'Shabbos.
That's not the Gemara, is it?
That's not the Gemara. There is one example of a clash between a Maisa and a Michael. That's why, you know, on Amud Beis, between Isser of Afrasha. But, yeah. So first, so we're first going to deal with the first category, which is a clash within Machalos Asuros. You have two different foods in front of you, and the question is, which food is more common? So the first clash is between Tavel and Avela, right? So Tavel is any produce from which Trumos Amaisros have not been taken off of it, right? So before you're Mafresh Trumos Amaisros off of produce, it has the status of tevel, and it's asr ba'achila. So that's one iser on the one end. And the other question, so either you do tevel, that's one option, or nevela, which is the other option. So Gemara, in fact, right, clearly says that which one is more kal? Avi? Between tevel and nevela?
Nevela.
So what's, again, Rashi doesn't comment on this, but what seems to be the pshat here? Anybody?
Nevela is a vav.
Exactly, and tevel is?
Misavdeishma.
So that's very simple, right? It's pretty straightforward. Rashi happens not to say it here. The Ran and Valid Amud Beis explicates this. It's pretty simple, right? It's clear. Tevel is a chiyav misavdeishmaim, so that's more chamor than nevela, which is a stam lav, only malchus. Okay, that's it. That was pretty simple. Next one.
Tevel v'shvius, shvius.
Right, so we have tevel again. Versus Shvius, which is referring to, you know, produce during the Shemitah year. This is after.
Also lav.
Huh? What is it? What is Shvius?
Nisra
says it's even more pasha, right? I mean, it's even less seemingly. I'm actually leave that. Scratch that last part. But we'll get to the clash between Shavias and Avela, which is not in the Gemara, it is in Rishonim. It's a fascinating clash between Asay and Alav. If I asked you all, what do you think is more Chomer, an Asay or Alav, you would say?
Alav.
Okay, so it's always got to be, you know, a contrarian in the group. But we're going to see, yeah. So most people would say Alav, but it's a big machokas. It's going to get into the nature of Asay Tocholos. We'll get there. Right, so right in terms of the second clash of, but I was just like, you know, stay tuned. So. But the second one is Tevel versus Shvius. Right, again, seems Rashi spells this out. What's the pshat? Why is Shvius more kal than Tevel? Shvius is an assay, and Tevel is. You should say
question. Why don't we compare the Nevela to Shvius?
We're gonna get to that. Yeah, the Gemara doesn't do that. We're gonna get to that next. The Rishonim and discuss that.
Why we did.
What?
Discuss why we didn't? Or what would that be?
Oh, well, you'll see the Rach puts it into the Gemara. It seems like, I don't know if it's an alternative Gersor, he's just sticking it in. So it seems like, and I think those are, there's certain Rishonim who have a Gersor who do compare it.
They make more sense logically.
Yeah, you would think. But, yeah. Oh. Yeah, but for now, just in terms of Tevel versus Shvius, it seems very simple, right? It's, right. Tevel is Misa B'dei Shemayim, which is more chamor than Shvius, which is just merely an nase. So Rashi spells it out. Seems very clear. Oh. One thing which confuses, you know, the matter is akasha posed by the Gevurah Sarim. Anybody get to this? It's a little. Is already in section two? Probably did not. So Gevurah Sarim has a fascinating question, which Brian did not like, which for good reason. We'll get there. But basically, the Gevurah Sarim says.
Huh? At least he got to it.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Not at least, you know, and he didn't like it for a good reason. He needed a good kasha. But the Gevurah Sarim has the final kasha. He proves from a Gemara in Chulin, Kufa Aleph Amud Aleph, that when it comes to judging relative chomer to Yisurim, the Gemara there again is in the context of Inis or Chal Isur. The Gemara there says. Even when you have a case where you have, you know, one Isser which has Karis, and one Isser which does not have Karis, so you would think, from the standpoint of Onshin, Karis is clearly more Chomer than the Isser which lacks Karis. But the Gemara says, no, from the perspective, right, in terms of Ein Isser Chal Isser, it's an Isser Mosif to have the Isser without Karis to be Chal on the Isser with Karis. Why? In the case where that Isser without Karis, say it like this, where the Isser with Karis has a potential heter, you could be matir that Isser, while the Isser without Karis, you cannot be matir.
It's like a pirchei chal v'chomer almost.
Yeah, we'll get there in a second. Basically, just if it makes it a little clearer, basically, the Gemara there is discussing, there are the two types of tumah. Right, in terms of achilas kachim, right? There's an isser to eat kachim when the gavra is tame, right? If the gavra has become tame and he can't eat kachim, that's subject to an isser karis. There's another case where the gavra is tara but the kachim is tame. That's also asr, but we call it, and the difference between the gavra is called tumas aguf. It's tumas aguf, the gavra is tame, that's subject to karis. The other case is when, what do they call it? What?
Tumas basar.
Yeah, the tumas basar. So that is not subject to karis, and therefore it would seem to be less chomer. But yet the Gemara says that no, maybe tumas basar should be chal on tumas aguf from the perspective of Isser Mosif. Why? Because tumas aguf can be niteris, the person go to the mikvah, but once a basar becomes tame, that's it. So the Gemara is there, and I'll read the Gemara, and the line of the Gemara is as follows. Man le malan is the Gemara in Chulan Kuf Aleph, and we'll get back to our case in a second. Man le malan de tumas aguf chamura. Who tells you that tumas aguf is more chamur just because it has a karis? Dilma tumas basar chamura, maybe tumas basar is more chamur. De leis le taro ben mikvah, because you can't be matir it. So the Gemara there is establishing that don't look at the relative, don't look at the onshin, look at whether you can be matir it. If you can be matir it, that's a simon that it's less chamur. It's not a permanent isser. So the Gevurah Sarim say, oh, take that back to here. Our clash between Tevel and Shvius, Tevel is a more chamur onish of Misa B'dei Shemayim, but Tevel, you can be matir through being matir for shumas and maestras. Shvius, achras mambir, cannot be niteris. So, therefore, why, Gura Sarei asks, and leaves it to Starachian, why does the Gemara take as a dever pashit that Tevel is more chamor than Shvius because Tevel is a more chamor onish? The Gemara in Chulin establishes that when you're dealing with the relative chomer of Yisurim, don't look at the onish necessarily, look at whether you can be matir it. So before we get to the, we'll discuss next time what's this factor of being matir and why that reflects a kula. But just to point out from the question, it's a very important question, which I think establishes that when you're dealing with the relative chomer of different Yisurim, it might depend on the context. And therefore, what comes out of this kasha of the Gevurah Sari is that the way we judge relative chomer in the context of Akala Kal Tchila is different than the way we judge relative chomer in other contexts, such as in Isser Chal Isser. And therefore, in our context of Akala Kal Tchila, the primary, you know, simen of chomer for our purpose of Akala Kal Tchila is onish, while when it comes to, let's say, the context of in Isser Chal Isser, there, the primary, you know, indicator is whether you can be matir, which is a very important yisod, even before we even try to understand the chilek, that it's not necessarily a blanket rule that in all cases, you know, relative chomer, you know, is judged in the same way. For different halachos, for different nafkamina, you know, the way we judge it could be different. And just quickly before, Musa just suggested, 1 second, I'll take questions. Afterwards, just one possible suggestion in terms of why would it be that a kal kal tchila is more, let's say, its primary indicator is the relative chomer of the onish. But when it comes to enis or chala iser, you know, we take into account, you know, a future matir. So I'd like to suggest, this is sort of getting to what Brian was asking, is that when it comes to kal kal tchila, everything's based on the here and now, or mostly based on the here and now. Because right now, you have to eat the iser, and therefore, that heter, which could happen in another case, is not going to be relevant, because whatever reason is, the Gemara has been discussed, the cases of Tevel where there's no option of being metakin. And therefore, in the context of a kal kal, where you're facing the iser right now, and the potential heter is not playing a role in the present case, so therefore, in the context of a kal kal, there, the onish, based on the present status, is going to be the koveh. But when it comes to ein iser chal iser, where you're basically wondering, is there a point of that second iser being chal? And from that perspective, as long as there is a potential in the future where there will be a nafka mina between the first iser and the second iser, namely, in the case where, it'll say the first iser can fall away, it could be niteres, then there's still room for the second iser to be chal on the first iser, because in that case, the first iser is niteres, then there will be a nafka mina of having the second iser be chal. So basically, in short, Hakala Kal Tchila is all based on the here and now, because that future heter is not going to play any role because it's not relevant in the case at hand. Therefore, the only thing that matters is the current chomer ha'onish at present. Asha'in came by Ein Yisr Chala Yisr, it's all about, is there a purpose in the second, will there ever be a nafka mino in that second Yisr being chal? And from that perspective, we're more forward, you know, facing. We will also look in the future, because as long as in the future there's a possibility of a heter, then there is a purpose in Afkamina of having the second Isser Bichal, and it's not just gratuitous. So with that, I want to be able to allow guys to go get to Musser. I apologize, and I'll take any questions.